This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. Sustainability in farming is a major focus of nearly every branch of the agriculture industry, from growing row crops to raising herds of livestock to individual animal health. Up next, we will hear from Dr. Steve Lerner with Christian Hansen about how probiotics can help farmers raise animals more sustainably.
When it comes to protecting your investment in fuel and diesel-powered equipment, DieselX Gold from FS clearly beats other diesel fuels. New detergents disperse contaminants to prevent sludge that plugs filters and causes unexpected downtime. And now, better moisture handling chemistry helps ensure your fuel stays dry, reducing microbial growth and fuel line freeze-ups. So when you're deciding what fuel to use, choose DieselX Gold, absolutely the best fuel to power and protect your diesel equipment. Contact your local FS Energy specialist today or visit gofurtherwithfs.com.
Christian Hansen is a company that uses good bacteria in probiotics to promote more sustainable farming in the livestock and poultry industries. Dr. Steve Lerner, head of marketing and product management, Animal Health and Nutrition North America, says that probiotics are a direct way to raise animals more sustainably.
Everyone is focused on the idea of sustainability. We have tremendous evidence that when you can keep animals sound, healthy, and better able to withstand some of the stressors they might encounter in day-to-day life, then you can increase the proportion of animals in your flow that are simply normal. And the derived benefits of that are feed efficiency, rates of gain, lower morbidity, less veterinary costs. And this is the power of using good bacteria in the form of probiotics.
Animals that are treated with probiotics can actually improve the environment because they're using fewer resources and producing less waste.
We know that probiotics support normal functions of the gut, digestion of nutrients, absorption of those nutrients, and then the barrier and immune functions that allow animals to defend themselves. The more carbon and hydrogen, nitrogen and oxygen that you can get out of the feed and keep in the animal to produce meat, then the more efficient and the more sustainable is that operation.
There are multiple avenues through which probiotics are delivered to each animal. Pellets mixed with feed are a primary source of probiotic delivery. For Agribusiness Matters, I'm Mark Magnuson.